This is Casey Bell, host of the Shake Up Learning Show and a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. For more great podcasts, visit edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 177 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you as, not always, but as recently from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters at my house in West Central Indiana, where it is finally starting to get a little bit warmer. It is a very comfortable 77 degrees, a little unseasonably warm here, and I'm actually coming to you from the front porch where I don't have any shoes on, and I'm listening to the birds chirp as I record this. So not a bad place to wait out a global pandemic, I guess. So with that in mind, I wanted to share with you a couple of ideas. I'm going to do this over about three different podcast episodes, I think. Some ideas if you don't want to rely on internet for remote learning. I know that it seems like every place I turn online, whenever educators are talking about remote learning, there's always this sort of undercurrent of wanting to make sure that things are equitable for kids that don't have access and not wanting to overburden them with screen time and all of that. And so I started thinking, well, you know, what are some things that we could have students do that benefit them, maybe that help them advance in their content for this school year, but also can help them to be better and more equipped for learning for when they return back into the classroom. And so I pulled together, it's on a post on the Ditch That Textbook blog called 10 No Internet Remote Learning Activities. And so that's kind of the focus of these. And so I wanted to share a few of these with you in this episode. And the first one, number one, is to read. And I know this may sound sort of obvious and intuitive, but here's where I'm coming from on this. When I wrote the book Ditch That Homework with my co-author Alice Keeler, as we were trying to wrap our brains around what it would look like if we didn't assign homework, we were looking at some of the homework research, and we couldn't seem to find any research that really solidly backed up the idea of assigning homework and, you know, made it clear of its benefits. But there was one thing that we found in the research that whenever students did it at home, that it had huge, clear, proven benefits, academic benefits, and that was independent reading. So independent reading, like giving them the opportunity to read whatever it was that they were interested in, that's the one thing that had the most benefits. And so encouraging students to do that, if the research shows us that that's one of the most powerful things that kids can do outside of the classroom to improve themselves in the classroom, then maybe we do whatever we can to encourage them to read or to matchmake them with books that that they might really, really love. Now, of course, access to books is a whole other thing, too. Do they have access to books at home? Do they have access to a library? Is the library even open right now? Are there things that they can read online? Those are all things that they would have to kind of work through, I think. But that's definitely one. Number two is to teach someone. You know, we've heard for so long that, you know, teaching... I'll bet you probably had this experience as I have, that whenever I've had to teach something to students, that I end up understanding it better. And even in an article in Applied Cognitive Psychology, it says teaching educational materials to others enhances the teacher's own learning of those to be taught materials. And so if that's the case, why would it be that the teacher would be the only one who would get those benefits? And why couldn't we extend that to the student as well? And so if that's the case, maybe students have something that they've learned in the classroom, if they've learned from school, be it in the traditional classroom or at home. Or maybe they've learned something outside of the classroom that now they're a little more of an expert on that they didn't learn in school. If they're able to teach that to someone, then all of a sudden they're able to understand it a little bit better, see it from a different perspective. And maybe when they come back into the classroom, once they have sat in that teacher role, so to speak, maybe they'll see education in a whole different light. Number three, and this will be the last one for this episode, is to start a passion project. And so whatever your students are passionate about, you know, whatever they would spend hours of their own time doing, maybe that's the beginning of a passion project. You know, something that where they can pick out an end goal or an end product that they will create and then work towards it. You know, this could be in service of other people. It could be trying to learn something and demonstrate it or whatever. Whatever that passion project may be, maybe now is the time to do it. You know, I've heard a lot of talk about, you know, genius hour and 20% time and those things where we let kids pick out something that they're passionate about and then learn it and then sort of take control over it. And if there was ever a time to start that, I think, you know, judging from my own kids, you know, we, with us, we do a lot of the activities, the school activities in the morning, and then they seem to have a lot of free time on their hands. Maybe now is a time for them to pursue something that they're passionate about. So those are just a few ideas. I'm going to continue sharing some more in the next two episodes. So we had read, like independent reading. Number two is teach someone. Number three is start a passion project. Hopefully some of those have been useful to you. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.